what about, you mentioned that it costs so much to get your hair done. What about, are there different styles that women can have their hair done in?
Mm-hmm. Permanent, I got, I call it push-up permanent, you see. Mm-hmm. All I do is wet it and push it up and curls go back in.
Is there any particular, are there different ways of cutting the hair?
Different way cutting it, different way rolling it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you ever see women still wear the hair up, you know?
Sometimes. The next door does it.
Does she call that anything in particular?
I don't know what they call it.
Talking about things that you wear, have you ever seen these things that men wear over their shoulders to help keep their pants up?
Spinners.
Have you ever heard those?
Well, you don't seem to wear them like they used to. Mm-hmm. Used to be pretty popular one time. Mm-hmm. Spinners.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Mm-mm.
What about galluses?
Yeah, I've been called galluses.
Is that, would that be an old word, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or say this thing that you would hold over your head when it's raining to keep from getting wet. You call that a...
Paso or umbrella.
Or what?
Umbrella.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. And some people wear a rain cap. I had one time that did use it. What are y'all going to use? Don't think they're all pieces.
Is that right?
And some women wear headscarves on their head to keep their hair getting wet. I got a bunch of them on them where... Oh no, I can't wear them on my head. It aggravates me.
About the same way, I reckon. But you know, when you make up your bed, the last thing that goes on it, what do you call that?
That's what it is. In my bed, I use two sheets on my bed and a bedspread.
Bedspread. Have you ever heard people call the bedspread anything else?
No.
What about...
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
Uh-huh.
Is that kind of an old-fashioned word?
Uh-huh. I got a bedspread on my bed now. Snail bedspread. In the time, one time I used to use two blankets, but now I just use one blanket because it's electric. And an electric blanket is as warm as me.
Yeah.
I turn them just before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. Before I get in bed, it's just bed is nice, warm and cozy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I use those too. Well, have you ever seen these things that you might put on your bed in wintertime that, you know, used to hear about people getting together and sewing them together, patching them together out of different pieces?
Oh, you mean quilt shop, yeah. I got a quilt shop started, but I didn't finish it.
Is that right?
Patch quilt, some people call it.
I see.
And I got a patch I had to make that was a dust girl quilt. Let's see. What is it here? Well, pretty big, but I paste and fix it. It's real pretty.
While you're looking for that, let me ask you, have you ever seen these things that people might put on their bed that they're kind of like a pillow, except they're a lot bigger than a pillow?
Oh, you mean, club bed. Spill feathers?
Yeah.
Club bed.
Or have you ever heard of anything called a bolster?
Yeah, it's a long pillow.
Long pillow.
Yeah, it sounds pretty. And then over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just girls on there.
You make this thing yourself, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Sure is. That's pretty.
I think so.